Hello, it's Father Jim. We're beginning the week that ends with the second Sunday of Lent. Last week I was thinking a bit about prayer, and our Lord points out that prayer, fasting and alms deeds, or generosity, sharing what you have, are the three great coat hangers of the spiritual life. So I'd like to think this week about fasting. Our Lord said, don't let your Lent be everyone else's purgatory. So if you're going to fast, wash your face. Don't tell everyone how much weight you've lost, although they might notice it. It's supposed to be a time of joy, Lent. We're preparing for the great feast of the Passover. And it's a time where mind can come into its own over matter, and where the soul can even surpass the mind. I have a very close friend, a young Muslim, who lives in Oman. He has a lovely wife and two children. He works very hard in a local hospital. A most holy young man who inspires me. In Ramadan, he doesn't allow anything to cross his lips between sunrise and sunset for the whole month. He goes to the mosque every day. He prays five times a day and is a wonderful example to me. And for him, Ramadan is not meant to be a miserable time. It's a holy, joyful time. And he says he feels so much better for that discipline and that smile that's always on his face. So I hope for me this Lent will be an inspiring time where my Muslim friend has taught me and continues to teach me so much. It seems awful that in the world some people are so grossly overweight and others are like sticks suffering from malnutrition. I find gourmets very hard to understand. The taste of simple things for me is so much nicer than exotic foods. And so fasting is really a time of coming together to remove dissipation. I myself am the most dissipated of all. My eyeballs are all over the shop. I've got one eye on one person, the other eyeball on the other. One ear is listening to one conversation while the other ear is listening to another. My one hand gives and the other takes. One foot goes forward and the other foot goes backwards, so I do the splits. It takes me a while to bring myself together. That's what integrity is about. To be a whole person rather than splattered all over history and all over time. Part of me is living the past and part of me is wondering about the future. This discipline is a chance for us to become really present to this moment. Here I am, rather than there I was. And in prayer, it usually takes me a while to gather myself from the four corners of the earth, got so many interests, so that I can say to the Lord, here I am to do your will. And it requires some self-love and some discipline to be like that. So during this Lent, it's a training time, because we're looking forward to our Lord's journey from this world to the next. And so in these few weeks, I'll be using St. John's Gospel quite a bit. He was very much a pilgrim, and he travelled sometimes a lonely path. But this Sunday, the three favourite apostles were given a foretaste of his glory on the mountain of Transfiguration. They needed some sort of reassurance before things went downhill. St. Peter went bananas, really. He said, you know, let's build high-rise flats above the clouds and stay in this happy place forever. Our Lord suggested, no, we've got to go downhill before we go uphill. Like Abraham, who went on a great big pilgrimage from one place to the unknown, following the call of the Lord. He went downhill as well as uphill. It's what real journeys are about. So, let's gather ourselves together purposefully and realize that we're pilgrims and that discipline is not meant to make us morbid or bad-tempered. It just draws us together in integrity so that we can follow the Lord in his depths and for when he's lifted up. And we remember at Easter, our Lord said, when I'm lifted up, I'm going to draw all peoples to myself. So I'm one who loves all peoples. In my Muslim friends and my Hindu friends, somehow I feel the Lord is drawing them to himself. And for me, here is a lovely poem about being a pilgrim. Fearless, courageous, purposeful. It's by John Bunyan from The Pilgrim's Progress. He who would true valour see, let him come hither. One here will constant be. Come wind, come weather, there's no discouragement. She'll make him once relent his first avowed intent to be a pilgrim. Whoso beset him round with dismal stories do but themselves confound. His strength the more is. No lion can him fright. He'll with the giant fight. But he will have a right to be a pilgrim. Hobgoblin nor foul fiend can daunt his spirit. He knows he at the end shall life inherit. Then fancies flee away. He'll fear not what men say. He'll labour night and day to be a pilgrim. And for me that is a wonderful description of the Lord in these days before Holy Week and Easter. His constancy, whatever the weather, never discouraged. He had to finish his course. He was set around with dismal stories, but he showed his strength. There was a great battle going on, you know, between life and death. He went into death but was raised up. Life won. There was a great battle between darkness and light. They thought they'd put the light out, but Easter Sunday, there he was, the light of the world. Nothing would daunt him. He fears not what anyone said. He worked night and day because he is the great pilgrim who invites us to walk with him through the valley of the shadow of death to a resurrection with him. Amen.